This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So are you wearing that coat to hide the costume, or just because you were cold?
I wasn't sure. I'd been in the trailer all day, so I was just like, yeah, I'm going to bring it anyway. Dear me.
We're just getting here, obviously, right now. We haven't seen anything yet. We haven't learned anything yet. What's the thing that people should know about this movie, if you don't mind? Like, what's the one thing that people should really know?
Well, I mean...
Or a few things.
Yeah, I mean, to know about the movie, wow. Well, it's just, it's an adventure. There's so many special effects flying around that it's going to be a really great, fun film, definitely. I think there's something in there for all the family. I think that, you know, what doesn't matter what age group you are, there's something that you can really enjoy. I think it's going to be a great, fun family film. So I'm dead excited.
And what first attracted you to the role?
Well, leading lady part, incredible. It's my first part on this scale. It's just phenomenal. And just, you know, she's this princess character, but there's so many different sides to her. There's this feisty, fiery side that you don't normally see in princesses, and there's so much you can play with that. And it's just, you know, it's been really exciting just finding the different levels and trying to make her fiery but not kind of catty, trying to make her kind of lovable but still fierce. So it's been really interesting. It's been hard work, but it's been great fun.
Talk about the extent of how much you guys are shooting on green screen, how much is practical. Like, is there like, I imagine there's a lot of green screen work that you guys are doing.
Yeah, there's lots of green screen and blue screen. It's very technical, and they're doing some amazing things that I don't think they've done before. There's face replacement happening, and it's incredible the stuff they can do now. You just think, oh my god, that's not my body, but that's my face. That's mad. So it's great. It's really cool.
As someone who's experiencing something like this on this type of scale for the first time, how do you handle that? Does that make it more difficult for you?
It's mind blowing. You know, you just kind of have to take a minute and you're like, wow, I have no idea.
Sorry,
that is impressive.
Yeah.
Minus not being able to sit, can you breathe in that?
In a fashion. Yeah. No, it's
like breathing.
Hell, who cares? It's cool. It's fine. No, it's lovely. It's my favourite one. So,
yeah,
I don't mind it. It's cool, isn't it? It's great. Yeah.
So, as you're playing a princess in this film, would you say your character is like a stereotypical princess? Or would you say she's kind of more, you know, feisty or...
She's definitely not stereotypical at all. That's kind of what I love about her. She's got this side to her which is really fiery, and she didn't want to be a princess. She was just born into this life, and as amazing as it is, it's not necessarily what she wants. She feels a bit trapped, I think. And her relationship with her father, because her mother died, is kind of under a lot of pressure because he is the king, and he doesn't understand her. She just wants to be a normal girl. She wants to kind of fall in love for love and not for the kingdom. So it's she's got that real kind of that temper, that spark about her, which is different from other fairy tales, I think, which is kind of refreshing. It's cool.
We saw some of the sides, some dialogue between you and Jack, and it seems like he really idolizes you and the throne and all that. Could you sort of talk about that dynamic?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's brought up as a, you know, a farm boy. He's come from nothing, basically. He's really poor. And he knows of royalty as some kind of unimaginable kind of expense, and it's just completely untouchable for him. So when I kind of stumble into his life, it's just like, wow, you know, unbelievable. So he does kind of have us on that pedestal, and it's as the film progresses, it's about that relationship and how we kind of break it down, because I want to be treated normally. I don't want to be treated as kind of either the damsel in distress or, you know, the future queen of Cloister. So it's interesting that dynamic, how it changes through the film, because there's mutual respect, you know, he grows in her eyes and she grows in his as well, so it's lovely.
So you said this one's your favorite, so how much more elaborate than this?
Well, I think this and the dresses are pretty elaborate as well, but we've got two dresses in the movie, so that's great. And this is, this is definitely the most elaborate. But, their costumes have been fantastic. Joanna's done a really, really brilliant job. And, I can't wait to see it when it's all put together on camera with the set and everything. It's phenomenal.
What inspiration have you, has anyone, living, dead, real, fake, inspired your character and your performance?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that we had to talk about when we first started with Brian. I remember us having a conversation and names like Sigourney Weaver came up because she's got that individuality, she's got that strength, and she's feisty. She doesn't take no for an answer and she's not going to be pushed about. So we kind of like that attitude that Sigourney Weaver has. So names like that came up, but I wanted to make it very Eleanor Tomlinson. I wanted to make it individual to me and to see how different it could be as opposed to kind of basing it on someone.
And how about working with Nick? Did you guys get to do any rehearsals together where you kind of, I guess in a way, based each other, your characters off each other?
Yeah, no, we've spent a lot of time rehearsing together, which is great, and he's so fantastic. You know, he's a great actor to work with. I'm very lucky. So it's nice to have a co-star that you can either kind of just chat to about a scene and then rehearse, and it's nice to have that pressure kind of just taken off slightly. So it's good.
We saw a video actually earlier of a prank where you screamed. So yeah. It seems like you have a lot of fun on set. Has it been really good fun filming?
It's been great. It's been really great. It's been a real laugh. And being the only girl on set, I have been a target massively. But it's been great. They're lovely, lovely guys. And that day was hilarious. So, yeah.
It's like a lot of fun stuff with you.
Yeah, lots of special features footage. So, yeah, I can't wait to see the blooper reel because it's going to be epic. But yeah, it's
how
cool.
Would you describe Brian as a director, and what have you noticed about his style that really speaks to you or has gotten good performances out of you?
Well, I'm just completely in awe of Brian. Really, I think working with him has just been incredible. It's so interesting to watch him, just the way he works, the way he visualizes things, and you set up a scene, but until he sees it, he can't really, visualize what it's going to look like. So we spend a lot of time changing things around, but it's worth it in the end because what we get is great footage that he seems really happy with. So, I think he's got so much on his plate, and yet he doesn't forget his actors. It's still about the performance, as well as bringing in all the CGI and special effects and stuff. And to have someone like that who has that understanding of performance as well has been really good.
Gotcha. And what do you think that 3D has we've obviously seen some of the stuff you guys shot. Have you noticed anything about your own performances in 3D that you didn't otherwise?
It's 3D, you see everything. Yeah, absolutely. No, it's been great. It's been really interesting. My family have come on set a few times and they sit there in the tent with their 3D glasses on, and that's kind of crazy, but it's lovely to have them there and for them to be a part of it, to see the kind of the magic that we're playing with here, because it is just incomprehensible until you see it on a 3D screen. It's just like, wow.
Do you find you're more aware of the camera shooting a 3D film?
Not really. Maybe in setting up the shot, because things are a lot slower and you have to be more particular with the foreground and making the shot interesting with 3D. So that's the only way that you'd notice it, really. So, yeah.
Saw the Beanstalk scene with you in the house and everything coming up. Could you talk about filming that sequence?
Wow, that sequence went on for quite a while, but I think that we've kind of hit that point where we're all happy with it. It was great fun shooting it. I think we shot that in the first week of starting the job, so it's a big scene to shoot in your first week. And we had quite a few script changes, which is always, good, interesting to juggle. But I think we're very happy with it. So it's, yeah, I
so,
just...
Because that moment seems like a big, oh shit moment,
Yeah.
It's it'll make all the trailers, it seems like the one that really has to get...
It has to. I mean, that is kind of the basis of how the story then evolves, because he has to fall in love with her in that moment enough to risk his life and climb a beanstalk and fight giants to save her. So it really had to be solved in that moment. So hoping that we captured it. So yeah.
Well, what has the physical preparation been like for the movie? Because we were talking before about like rock climbing and stuff.
Yeah. No, we've done a lot of training. We had probably a good month of rock climbing and boxing and everything and horse riding, and it's been very physically challenging, but I've loved every second of it. Yeah, I love anything like that, anything that's a little bit dangerous. Love doing stunts. Fab. So much fun.
So how much action did your character see then? Like how much actual physical fighting does she do?
Not so much fighting, but there's loads of kind of running away and reacting to things hitting you and beanstalks, and it's a very kind of, you have to be physically fit to kind of, otherwise be like at the end of each take. But it's great. It's really cool. It's been a lot of fun training up, and yeah.
So you're athletic, like you do that.
Oh my god, I don't know about that, but I tried. Yeah, I tried my best. But it's been great fun. It's been really good.
Have you tried to get off set or walk around like neighboring village in any of the outfits you've been able to wear just for a little
bit? I can't walk 5 steps without someone on a walkie-talkie. Yep, she's wandering over there. I'm pretty stuck, but hey, no, it's great. It's been really good fun.
Do you get to keep any of the costumes? Are you planning on doing one of them for Halloween?
Well, I was thinking about the armor personally. I think this would go great in my hometown. I think it's going to be a fabulous look. But I don't know. I'm not sure. Hopefully, yeah. There's a little memento. It'd be lovely.
What is that? Can you talk about what's on the head right now? Is that a crown?
This is a crown for, this is the end sequence that we're shooting after we've come down the beanstalk. So this is kind of, we've armoured up for battle and we're ready to go and return to Cloister, and then the giants descend and we have to fight them. So it's very, very exciting.
How long does it take you to get ready in your outfit and your hair and everything?
I think hair and makeup takes about an hour and a half, and then another half hour for costume or something.
And
so
do you really feel like you're getting into character when you got on the costume?
Definitely. Yeah. Until I'm in hair extension and makeup mayhem, I don't feel like Princess Isabel at all. So it really makes a difference, actually. It's great. It's really cool.
How is it working with the giants and all these things that aren't really there?
It's hard work. It's really hard work, but it's really interesting because we have this camera. I think it's called a simulcam, and when you play it back, you can see the giant in the scene that you've just shot. So it's incredible because you react to something. You react to a tennis ball that's way up there, and then when you watch it back, there's this huge giant with Bill Nye's face on it, and it's like, wow, that's cool. So I just can't wait to see it when it's all edited together and, you know, the special effects are all kind of crystal clear. It's just, it's going to be hopefully amazing. I'm sure it will.
Do you find that you like that? Like being able to see it like that and then maybe going for another take, or maybe more your imagination?
Yeah, I mean, I love using both because we always have these kind of, these odd little explosions happening, and it scares the life out of me, you know? It's complete real fear of, oh no, what's going to hit me in this take? But it's been really, really fun kind of playing with what you know is there from what, having seen it, and what you think is there. So, yeah, it's cool.
There has to be an element of, like, the little girl fantasy come true, wearing the princess, the crown, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was quite a tomboy little girl, so wearing the armor for me with the dagger and kind of the crown, and, yeah, it's been great. It's just kind of, I'm the luckiest girl in the world. It's amazing.
I'd like to bet you're happy you're not in heels.
I love a good heel, though. This has actually got a heel built in, so yeah. it's great.
When you were younger, were you a fan of the Jack and the Beanstalk fairy tale? Do you have any memories?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's one of those fairy tales you remember your mum and dad reading to you when you're little, but never once did I imagine myself in it. So it's just phenomenal. The words can't really describe it. It just brings the biggest smile to my face. It's fab.
How much are you watching the previs to sort of inform your performance? Because obviously, there's a lot, you know, the whole film looks like they've been previs. Could you sort of talk about the dynamic of performance that you're making your own versus what Brian has already imagined and possibly shown you?
Well, we have to match the previews. We have to match to what Brian has seen and wants, because he's lined that up with the way the Giants are going to move as well. So we have to match that, but then we also have to make it very individual to our characters. And if something doesn't make sense, then we need to change it or work around or with the previews to make it kind of logical. So it's interesting. It's interesting kind of juggling too. But we do have to follow the previews, but I think they're really cool. So yeah. It's very weird having a cartoon of your character doing what you're about to do first. So it's cool.
Do you have anything lined up after this wraps then? Or?
Yeah, hopefully another movie. But I can't really talk about it too much at the minute. But yeah, it should be very exciting.
You haven't signed a contract yet?
Not yet.
For the people, did you go, pardon me for not knowing, but did you go to drama school here?
I haven't done any training. I have. I come from a family of actors, but I haven't done any training. Yeah.
So you're the exception to the, like, the oddball exception, whatever it is? A lot of people in England are all, you know,
I think that there is a lot of hype about drama school. I think that if you're an actor in England, it's just kind of the way to get into it. But I've been so incredibly lucky in that I was kind of brought up into it. But I still might go to drama school if I wanted to do theatre work, definitely, because it's a completely different type of training. So
is theatre something you're maybe interested in going into, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I've done a bit of theatre. I'd like to play around more with that as I'm older. But it's very exciting. Yeah.
What's the most useful piece of advice you've gotten from people more experienced than you, like your family or even people you've worked with on set?
Just enjoy it and just smile through it. I mean, there will be days where you're kind of pulling your hair out, but you know, it's at the end of the day, we are the luckiest people alive to be doing what we do, to be loving our job as much as we do. So it doesn't get much better.
Is there anything looking back that you're really proud of on this set that you've pulled through?
Getting the part, yeah, that was a mission. I still can't believe I'm here. I kind of pinch myself and I'm like, oh my god, I'm on the set of Jack Dracula. It's incredible. So it's it's phenomenal. And just, I mean, I won't know until the end when we see the final thing. I just can't imagine what it's going to be like. So it's terribly exciting.
Where were you when you found out that you got the part?
It was very late, and I was just walking home because they kept telling me in installments. It was like, it's almost an offer, but not quite. And I was like, oh. And I was just walking home, and I was walking down my street, and I got a call, and I just sat down in the middle of the road and burst into tears. So, yeah, it was great.
You filmed a whole bunch of sequences, action, talking scenes. What's like the, do you have a particular scene thus far that you really thoroughly enjoyed more than, say, others, or a certain favorite?
I've loved all the scenes, to be honest with you. I mean, each one has been challenging in its own different way, because they've all got something different in them. But one scene that I really liked actually was the very end scene with our children. It was so weird being called mummy. It was like, oh my god. But it's been really good. There've been some really fun scenes. Some stuff you can really get stuck into, and other stuff is more challenging. Or yeah, it's great.
Is there any allusion? This might not be allowed, but is there any allusion to the classic rhyme "Fee Fi Fo Fum" in this?
You mean, is it in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Of course there is. That, you know, Jack and the Beanstalk. So, yeah, but I can't say anymore.
Between all the action and some more intimate moments, which is a one-on-one conversation, what do you find easier? Does one come naturally to you?
Well, I mean, the intimate conversation has its moments as well, because you have to sell the characters, because there's so much going on. It's so easy to kind of get lost in the special effects and just sort of kind of people would forget about performance, which makes it very hard for us. But the dialogue scenes have been really good, and it's been great working with Brian and the writer to just kind of find that that medium of where we're going and what's the journey, what's the story. So it's, yeah, it's been really, really interesting.
So this is gonna be, I mean, this is gonna be one of your first kind of being actual like starring role. So like, can you talk about like the how will you kind of like pick your roles from here on out? Because it's kind of gonna be like one of those defining moments like for
this role. Well, I mean, hopefully the next job I'm gonna do is very different to this. It couldn't be more different to this, which is great. But at the same time, you know, it's important to keep my feet on the ground, and if a job comes my way, it's great, and it's very exciting. So I'm just living for the now at the minute, which is very exciting.
Hypothetically speaking, have you borrowed anything from set, any of your costumes?
Have I borrowed any of my costumes?
Have you borrowed anything from set? Again, hypothetical. You wouldn't have actually done it.
Yeah. Yeah, of course I have. Of course I have. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what, but yeah.
There's not an actual dagger in there, right?
Well, I do have an actual dagger, all but right. They think I'm lethal with it. So give me this fake one. But yeah. Yeah.
Alright, do we have one last question? Probably
that'll keep people in, so. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
We good?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Wicked.
Bye.